There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Still not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. Now, they've got something that has just come out called the Traveler's Chest Rig. And, you know, I'm always talking about this, what's my kit going to be? What kind of a kit can I throw on the back of the car in case I have to sit down and have a little tea party with ISIS? Go to tacticalholsters.com and check out the Traveler Chest Rig. This is the all-in-one system. Incorporating the Scorpion, so it's absolutely bad with two Ds. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. I have often said that gunfighting is a form of martial art. And when I studied martial arts on a more regular basis, which, you know, I don't really do it right now, although I'm about to again. Occasionally, they would bring somebody in to teach us something from a different discipline because it would augment what we were trying to do. And developing hand speed and being able to deal with a fight as it begins, because, you know, most of the time, an assailant is not going to point you out at 50 feet and say, "I'm coming to mug you," and then start running towards you. Most of the time, they're going to try to grab a hold of you. And you're going to need to figure out a way to create space between you and the assailant, so you can bring your weapon to bear. And it'd be really nice if, and along with that, you had some hand speed to go along with that. Well, of the martial arts I've ever looked at, and I've looked at more than one or two, the most realistic one that I've ever studied is one called Jeet Kune Do, The Way of the Intercepting Fist, developed by Bruce Lee. And my instructor can trace, my next guest, he can trace his lineage back to people that lived with Bruce Lee. As far as the people that have taught him in the past. His name is Jason Coral. He is a Jeet Kune Do master. He's out of the Greenville Academy of Martial Arts. Good morning, sir.
Hey, happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Now, very shortly, Jason and I are going to be co-mingling because he's going to teach me how to defend my center line, but we haven't gotten to that yet. But you quite willingly acknowledge that when a gun is introduced into a fight, that really sort of tips the odds in somebody's favor, don't you?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Now, in self-defense with the way Jeet Kune Do and all the other, there's a whole bunch of martial arts involved in Jeet Kune Do. You guys, I mean, a practitioner of that, when they're defending themselves, it all begins with being touched or grabbed, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Usually, yeah. You just said it. The average criminal is going to be a coward. They're not looking for a fair fight, and they're going to try an ambush tactic. They're not looking for somebody that's ready to defend themselves. So it's a bad idea to have a martial art that works when only under certain circumstances. So in those circumstances being when you're fully ready and you have a bell going off or you have a designated time to start. And that's okay for training because we need safety and training and all of that. But the idea with self-defense, especially the science of it, Bill, and that's what Bruce Lee did. And a lot of people don't know this, but Bruce Lee was an avid shooter. He points that out in a movie in Enter the Dragon. He's got a line where they're trying to get him to go to Han's Island. right? And he says, how come someone doesn't just take out a gun and bang, settle it? And, you know, so he's a real realistic person, and he had a very dim view of a lot of things that martial artists did. Because we know this in business and in government, if it doesn't get, there's no competition and it doesn't get vetted, it doesn't work. And a lot of complexity creeps in. And so a real martial artist has to take into consideration the fact that, you know, you're coming out of a bathroom stall, you've got a multiple opponent that you didn't know he was in the fight all of a sudden rushes you. So you have to be able to, you know, work in those kind of scenarios, in those kind of environments.
Now, with something like that, can a student, can somebody come to you fresh off the street? And now this is, you know, I know this is not something you can do in a weekend. This is going to take a little bit of time. But can a student, without totally dedicating themselves to a martial art, and, you know, although I would think most people would pursue it once they get involved in it, how long would it take the average Joe to get good enough physically to create space when somebody's trying to grab a hold of you?
That's a great question, because, I mean, and I teach that for people, especially that know how to use guns and they have a concealed weapon, and they need to create that space. The threshold's different. In other words, you don't have to, if you were telling me you wanted to be a master of a fighting system, that time gap is going to be greater, because you're looking at all the variables. Whereas if you're really interested in self-defense, making sure you get back to a weapon, and I tell people all the time, really, if the only reason you're engaged in a hand-to-hand fight is you're fighting your way back to your gun that you should have never put down. So you're looking at a different type of threshold. To get a guy off, you create that space. And I would say I've had a lot of success teaching people the basics of that within, you know, a couple of months. Depends on how much time they train and how well they pay attention. Of course, nothing's going to work for you. You have to make it work. But I think the same thing in gun stuff is a lot of people spend a lot of money on the front of that weapon, you know, and not on the training of the person firing the weapon. And
right.
So this is something that, yeah, somebody has to remember to move and the step and to create space. And you can get those muscle memory and those reflexes fairly quickly if you pay attention and do the drills.
Now, Jeet Kune Do is not something they teach on every street corner. Is there a martial art that most people would find somewhere where they live that might teach them some idea of, you know, Krav Maga? For somebody out there, if they're looking for a martial art, what is the most common martial art that you believe comes closest to teaching something that is effective?
Brother, that's so much to do with the instructor. It's the training.
Right.
Look, I'm sitting here, and you said that you think the most effective art is going to be, and that's tough, because I know that really sets people on edge. Everyone has their pet thing. But,
right.
I tell guys all the time is that it really has everything to do with the individual, but there are certain things you can't do. If you're in a grappling-based art where remember, under stress, we're not going to rise to the level of our occasion. We're going to sink to the level of our discipline. So if you've trained in your muscle memory grabbing people and there's a weapon in play, you're not going to fail because you failed to execute your discipline. You're going to fail because your discipline isn't realistic and the guy's hands are free and he's going to stab you or shoot you.
Right.
And there's several cases of that. Some of them are rather famous. So the guy who took somebody down doing an MMA-style ground and pound and got shot for it. So that's a sport tactic that's not realistic. Now, you mentioned Krav Maga. My thought on that is they spend a lot of time, and I think an inordinate amount of time, defending unarmed, defending against a knife or a gun. And I'm always looking at this going, well, first of all, why don't you have your weapon already? That's a lot. 90% of your time is spent trying to take weapons away from people. I think you need to make sure you've got your weapon more in play. Worst case scenario. I mean,
yeah.
I'm just looking at these scenarios going, you know what the odds are of, and I do this for a living.
Well, check it out. We're coming up on the break. Hang on.
Oh, sorry.
Hang on. We got a whole hour to go.
Yeah.
We got three more seconds to go. You hang on.
Great.
We got some, we're going to talk about some books that Jason's got out there to give you an introduction to some things when we get back as well. My guest, Jeet Kune Do Master Jason Coral on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation cube. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. Teach a direct action response kit as everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
So Mark and I were talking about these looters, you know, in Baltimore and in Ferguson. It seems like every time there's some kind of an upset, the looters come out. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm a small business guy. Mark's a small business guy. And we go to guns80.com and we get our AR-15 kits and we get our 30-shot magazines and we're ready for the looters, if you get my drift. Hello. Don't wait for the powers that be. Go to guns80.com. Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com, where the traveling bag or the traveler's bag is there. Go check that out. That is it's called the Traveler's Chest Rig. And this is a bag that comes with a chest rig that has a Scorpion load carriage incorporated into it. This is an interesting piece of kit. This is highly innovative here, and I like it a lot, and I'm going to have to get a hold of one. That's all at G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour, we're going in a little different direction because I think one martial art can complement another. Gunfighting is a martial art. And a actual martial art, an empty-handed martial art, if you will, I think is a good complement to it. Now, the reason, my guest is Jason Coral from the Greenville Academy of Martial Arts. And how many different things? I was asked if you've studied Kali, which I presume that you have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So Kali, Wing Chun, Jeet Kune Do, anything else that I don't know about?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Muay Thai. Just do all the arts that a lot of JKD stuff will do, you know, and has been doing for about the last 25, 30 years.
Right.
Right.
For those who may have a passing fancy with the martial arts and everything, Jeet Kune Do is not one of these martial arts that has a tournament application now, is it?
No, not when it's, I mean, you just got a lot of sporting aspects. I mean, in our school, we do a lot of boxing drills and like, MMA drills for people because, you know, there's safety aspects to that in training. You know, it's the same, for the same reason when you go to the gun range, you know, you don't have people just walking in front of the target. So,
right.
You know, safety is a big issue and you certainly don't want to get yourself hurt in training. And, so JKD is going to go, you know, groin kicks, eye jabs, eye gouges, close quarter stuff, that headbutts, elbows. So you have all of those things in there. So the question is, how do we train for those reflexes? And so you have to do that. And sometimes we'll use a sporting application of it, like a boxing thing or an MMA thing to get people reflexes. But, no, you can't and you shouldn't be trying to use it in a tournament.
Well, the other reason I like Jeet Kune Do is Jeet Kune Do does not have, it's not rigid. It's a constant evolutionary thing. And, like, I trained with Jason 20 years ago. And it's hard to believe that, isn't it? It's been that long. And now I'm about to go back and as I try to reinvent myself. And back then, when I trained with you the first time, I could do some things that I probably can't do now.
And
it won't matter in Jeet Kune Do because I will simply go with what I'm strong with. So.
Right. And I was going to say, Bill, that, you know, you get listeners out there that there's a lot of misconceptions. So first and foremost, if you've got a listener that says, okay, listen, the only weapon I always have with me is my own body. So I need to have some kind of an idea how to use it.
Right.
And the second thing is, what kind of time do I have and what kind of shape am I in? So I would suggest to a lot of people, if you can't find a good instructor, people can email me. Go on greenbillacademy.com. Email me. I'd be happy to answer some questions that way. But if you don't have like the perfect martial arts school, that's okay. Go to a boxing gym, an MMA gym, you know, Muay Thai, things where people are actually throwing some shots at you in a safe way. Don't go to a place where it's a fight pit where people are getting hurt and they talk about how many injuries they have. If that should be a red flag, you go into school and they're talking about how badly everybody gets injured in training, get out of there. So that will give the guy some confidence, but you also should have, again, some progressive resistance, because one of the things about it is that once the violent encounter starts, people are throwing punches at you, trying to grab you, shove you, what have you. So if you don't have any experience with people not resisting you, you won't be good at real fighting. And so I'm not saying that those systems I just mentioned are going to be perfect for you. You have to use your own head and figure out what you're going to get out of it. It could be if they're in a boxing gym, work on a heavy bag, use a jab, move around. Where the idea towards, if a guy's rushing you, that you keep your chin down and you fire a couple of jabs to pull back to get your weapon. You know, so it's a question of what, you know, where you're at, what can you do, and you'll get in better shape. And I'm telling you, one of the problems that I see a lot, especially when I'm at the range or what have you, is I see a lot of people who aren't fit. And there's going to be a big demand on your body in a violent encounter. And if you're not in shape, first of all, I mean, you're unhealthy anyway. That's no good for you. You're spending a lot of time trying to defend the life that you're destroying you on your own. And, so get out there and get in shape because you don't know how long an encounter is going to go. You don't know what the demands are going to be. So, I mean, you don't have to be an Ironman triathlete, but you should be in a little bit better shape. Because no one ever comes out of a gunfight and says, man, I wish I had less ammo. No one's ever been in a violent encounter and says, man, I wish I wasn't in as good a shape as I'm in. So, you know, to look at it as a balanced package. What can you, How much time can you put into it? What are you looking to get out of it? And if, again, if you've never had anyone ever throw a punch at you, you need to have that with a padded fist. Don't do that again. Don't do that in some fight that where people are just, you know, here we are, going all out. That's too dangerous. But that's will give you some experience.
We're gonna do some filming too. We're gonna do some filming and post it up, Jason and I. But before we run out of time in this segment, tell the you've got books out that can give people at least an introduction to certain things. What are they, and where can they find them?
Amazon, man, you can go to Amazon and find the latest one was Jeet Kune Do, Pure and Simple, and it's a quick overview. It's not a lot of photos. You're not going to find a lot of step by step. It's more about how to understand the art, and of course, it's got some good photos of, in terms of just giving you the basics. Jeet Kune Do, Pure and Simple, Amazon.com.
You can actually get a decent overview of what Bruce Lee believed Jeet Kune Do was and the way he wanted to pursue it. If you had a way of taking his films and actually slowing them down, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Because a lot of his technique, especially in the later movies in Enter the Dragon and everything, all of the fakes and the feints and all that other stuff was in there. It's just so fast, you can't see it, especially with Bob Wall. When he's up with Bob Wall, he's doing the trapping hands thing, which I love the trapping hands thing, and you just can't see it.
Yeah.
He's just too fast.
Yeah, you mentioned it earlier in the intro, it's hand speed. I mean, you got to get your hands on people. The thing that Jeet Kune Do, I think, specializes in, as well as Wing Chun, is using your hands at close quarter to try to off-balance people and offset them so that you can control them. Grappling arts will try to control their body, their center of gravity, through grabbing their head or grabbing, but it leaves their hands free. And that's very dangerous in all-out encounters, because if you look at a lot of knife engagements, someone didn't know a knife was in play until they're already cut.
Right.
So
when we come back, we're going to talk about how you would advise somebody to develop hand speed and how they can apply that to the draw and some other things. And
absolutely.
There you go. Amazon.com. Look for. I guess they could search for you by your name, Jason Corol, Korol.
That's me.
Korol. Yes. I did graduate from high school the first time out. First time out, I sure did. We're gonna continue the conversation when we get back. You can also find him on YouTube. If you look for Jeet Kune Do or Jason Corol, you'll find him there as well. And then you can see what he's talking about. But anyway, we'll be right back. My guest, Jason Corol, Jeet Kune Do Master, on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. The only kind of holster I run, there's a reason for that. And very shortly, I'm going to get that rig and I'll show you some other stuff. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour, because I believe in, the whole spirit of the Jeet Kune Do is about incorporating things that work and discarding things that don't. And in gunfighting, I believe Jeet Kune Do is probably the perfect partner for hand-to-hand combat if you're going to employ it. My guest this hour is Jeet Kune Do Master Jason Coral from Greenville Academy of Martial Arts. Let me ask you a question. I guess it's not too far beyond the pale, and we're going to get into the hand speed thing, but if you actually took the time to learn something to create space, if somebody gets a hold of you and you have to do a couple of strikes or a couple of slams or something to get loose from them, that might sort of take the fight out of them, and then you don't have to shoot them.
Oh, yeah. Amen to that.
Is that a possibility?
Less paperwork.
Do we still have Jason?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Did we lose Jason?
I don't think so.
I can hear you. To ask that over and over again.
There we go. Can you hear me?
Oh. Okay, now we can hear you. Did you hear me?
Deal.
Did you hear my question?
That.
Okay.
I did hear that, and I thought completely that that's that. Absolutely. Yeah, amen to that, because then you have less paperwork to deal with, and you never want to, I mean, not to be flippant, but you never want to shoot anybody. You know, so it's just that's a whole lot easier to defuse the situation with a couple of punches or something like that, rather than having to shoot somebody.
Now, developing hand speed. If somebody came to you like I'm going to, and I'm going to say, well, I want to get a little more hand speed going. And I used to have hand speed. Jason told me one time when I was not as big as I am that I was a big guy that's quick, and that scared him. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember him still good, thankfully.
Developing hand speed. Now, besides repetitions, and I know lots of people get out there and they sit there with the holster on and they're snatching it, pulling it out, presenting it, and everything else. What kind of things would you recommend to a gun carrier? Primarily,
So I was going to say, number one, learn how to throw a proper punch. It should be, everything's very sport orientated today. So they wing shots in from the shoulders, and that's not the way it used to be. That's what one of the geniuses of Bruce Lee was, how he went back and rediscovered the combat application of a lot of arts that turned more into sports. So number one is throw straight punches with a vertical fist, aiming with the ring finger knuckle. So you're not turning. Once you turn the hand over and you go to the head, your thumb and your finger knuckles are coming into contact with skull first, and it's probably going to break your hand.
Right.
There's an old story of Mike Tyson punching a guy named Mitch Green in a street fight, and Tyson broke his hand bad with that punch. He hurt Mitch. But had his bodyguards not been there to break the fight up, Tyson probably would have lost because he couldn't defend himself because he broke his own hand. So if you throw a punch and then you break your hand, well, you're going to use less, you know, unless you are able to draw with either hand. The second thing is learn to punch with your left hand, because most people will draw with their right. And so you can create space by throwing multiple straight hits. Again, the straighter they hit, the better, because you have a higher volume of shots you can fire. And it keeps a weapon, in this case your fist, between you and the other guy. So first learn that, because that's more efficient. Even somebody that's not very fast can still throw a high volume of straighter hits rather than a roundhouse shot.
Okay. Right.
So that's the first big thing, is to throw the proper punch as straight as possible. And that's one of the things that the Jeet Kune Do really hits hard with. And I think, as you said, that's why it makes a handgun and Jeet Kune Do kind of go brother and sister right there, because they work really well together.
Well, the thing about the punching system he's describing, it's close in, elbow close to the body, just like when you're drawing your weapon, and
it goes
straight out. It goes straight out, just like when you're punching the weapon out. So,
right.
You know, that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, it's almost the same thing. I just show people, you know, if you're used to drawing a weapon, I'll show you the elbows and axle are in the same position. Your hands, your knuckles are facing forward vertically when you're shooting. They're not sideways, and unless you're in a gang. And so you have the same mechanics, and so it's very easy to extend those mechanics to a bare knuckle punch. And another thing, Bill, a bare knuckle punch in the middle of the face, people forget this, that, you know, the progressives of the last era brought in the glove boxing era, because they thought boxing was too bloody. And it was, because getting punched in the face by a bare knuckle was bad, which is what made more defensive boxing. But the gloves era allowed people to take more hits, and that's where you get brain injuries from. I'm getting hit a lot more.
Right.
But it allows somebody to smaller, you know, I don't care how much experience I have. If one of your listeners learns how to throw a decent punch and throws a bare knuckle jab while he's backing up to pull his weapon, and I eat that jab on my eye socket, that's going to cause some damage.
Just to show you guys,
to shoot me.
One thing about Jason, I've looked for blue guns all over the place. I can't ever find any. Nobody will sell me any. I go to Jason's school. He's got five of them. So when we get there and we start doing all this, what I want to do is, I've got a holster that will actually fit your blue guns.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get you in a posture, the beginning. I know it's not a stance. I believe Bruce Lee called it the small Fosick bent knee stance. Is that what they still call it nowadays? I want you to get in that, and then I want you to both throw a punch with your rear hand and draw the weapon, and just to show the similarity to it. And then I believe it will all begin to gel. When you're talking about the proper way to throw a punch, a lot of that has to do with relaxation and contraction and flexion at certain points throughout the punch's flight, doesn't it? That's where the real speed comes into play. And that's only... That, and this is all muscle memory, isn't it?
Yeah, it's be clear on your purpose. Your purpose is not to win a fist fight. right?
Right.
So be clear on your purpose, but you don't get your ego involved. A lot of guys are out there, and you see them on the forum. What would happen if such and such spawned such and such? You know what? Doesn't matter. I mean, unless you've got, you know, Anderson Silva or Bruce Lee crawling through your bedroom window at 2 in the morning, that's all irrelevant.
Right.
And so remember, be clear purpose, and then have progressive safe training where you get a lot of reps in, and then be as relaxed as possible. Okay, keep things so simple that you're repeating the same delivery over and over again. And as I said, if you're drawing, most people draw with their right hand. So learning how to throw a straight left punch will allow them, and move your feet will allow them to fire a weapon at the opponent and buy them time.
But because you're practicing punching with both hands,
mm-hmm.
that weak side application will also come into play, won't it?
Yeah. Well, if you know, the more comprehensive, and that's what I said earlier. If a person has more time to learn the rest of the system, you have the other variables in terms of you know, certain scenarios that can come up where you know you're kind of boxed in or so forth. You do want to learn to use both hands, but I still say your basic draw oftentimes can be, you know, moving and if you need to, if the person's that close to you, you can be firing, you know, a punch, and in some cases even a kick, and then do that. But the idea is to keep it straight, keep a weapon in front of you at all times. Same thing you're doing with your gun. You never have that gun facing back to you.
Right.
You never put your weapons, your fist, back to you. Same thing with a knife. You know, when we teach knife stuff, I think there's a lot of mistakes people make in terms of the way they hold and handle a knife. And you know, the whole idea is make sure that weapon is facing the enemy, not you.
Right. Give out some different ways people can find you real quick before we go to break here.
Oh, man. You know, you mentioned the YouTube thing, right? GreenvilleAcademy.com, and you can go on YouTube, find us, just type in my name, Jason Coral, or Jake Beatty and Wayne Chun. These are all one word that'll come up. On Facebook, Greenville Academy, we're on there. Our organization, we've got a lot of videos on there as well.
It's called
Jake Beatty.
We'll get it all out. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, last time on the firing line. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Completely unbreakable, unless there's been two that have actually tested the lifetime warranty. One was rode over by an M1 Abrams tank. The other one is on the thigh of a troop that got blindsided by an IED. And they got new holsters. Check them out at tacticalholster.com. My guest this hour from the Greenville Academy of Martial Arts is Jeet Kune Do Master Jason Coral. Real quick, while we have no sound in the background, tell people how all the different ways, again, how they can find you.
What do you want again? What was that?
Real quick, tell all the different ways people can find you online.
Oh, find me.
The music came up while you were halfway through it. And
sorry about that. Facebook, you can go on Facebook, Greenville Academy. Just find Greenville Academy and Jason Coral. You can find us Cornerstone JKD on Facebook. And that's got a bunch of videos and stuff there, too. And YouTube, just type in JKD and Wing Chun. That's JKD as in Jeet Kune Do and Wing Chun. And you've got some, you know, instructional videos on there as well. I mean, a couple of them are almost 30, 40 minutes.
I watched one that you did about the straight line and why it's good to stay on the straight line and how that works out, and that was pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, you know, and soon I'll be back, immersing myself back in that, but that's all coming up.
You got to get in, man. You've got all that hand speed. Just, you know, you're in Nashville.
Well, I hope so. We'll see. We're going to see, because we're going to be filming it, and I don't intend to look ridiculous. There may be a lot of takes, you know, so we'll take. All right, straight.
Wonderful, isn't it?
Everybody be crossing their eyes. I'll be walking up. All right, straight punch. Single straight punch, take 123. So, in the martial arts today, there's a lot of people that, you know, like I talk to MMA fighters from time to time. When I was coming up, when I was first involved in it as a young man, there was no MMA, and now MMA, the MMA guys will be the first ones to tell you that what they do is not self-defense. Although it looks absolutely barbaric, but they'll tell you it's not self-defense because they exist in a ring with rules.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you don't train people with rules, do you?
No, I've got a boxing background, and I think, you know, it has its merit. But when you leave out eye jabs and throat and groin, shins, knees, that kind of thing, then you've limited people to having to be able to compete against people in their weight class, you know. And if you, that makes the whole idea. Bruce Lee was 5'7", 135, 140 pounds still, so he knew he was very realistic, and he knew he wasn't going to be swapping shots with people that were 210, 215.
The eye jab, that's one thing. I mean, the eye jab with, you're talking about breaking hands and everything.
Mm-hmm.
When I never told you this, but, and this is a true story. I used to, when I was going to Jason, I drove this old, Chevy Nova that I could have driven it through a house and it would not have looked any different than before I drove it through the house. It was truly a car that had seen better days. And after I worked out with Jason for a little bit and I got into the finger jabs, because when I was in Taekwondo and Ishin Ryu and everything, it was always fists.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned the finger jab. So one day we're in the car. My sons were little. My wife was there. And there was a hornet in the car where you would normally have the old inspection sticker on the bottom left-hand corner of the windshield. And I couldn't get my hand in there except to maybe finger jab him. So I said, watch this. And I finger jabbed. This is one of the reasons I quit coming for a while. I finger jabbed and killed the hornet and broke the windshield.
Oh, my goodness. The truth
and my fingertip.
So what did you tell the insurance company?
I didn't tell them anything. I just said, I got a broken windshield. This looks like it was broken from the inside, maybe by a fingertip. No, that didn't happen. That was a rock.
Yeah, you'd end up on a terror watch list today.
But, I mean, a finger jab can be a very impressive weapon, and you don't have to worry about things like breaking your hands if you're aiming at, you know, eyes. That's the target.
That's
the target.
Man, it's extraordinarily effective inside, especially these guys are trying to grab you. And they could have a lot of – I mean, how powerful is a guy's eye? You can't develop pain tolerance in your eye. And in fact, a lot of MMA fighters are out there because they have the open glove and they're you know, quote unquote, accidentally jabbing guys in the eyes when they're coming in. And it's just, you know, it's a great tactic. Because I don't care how tough I am. If you poke me in the eye, I mean, I don't care if my wife pokes me in the eye, you poke me in the eye, or, you know, the world's greatest fighter pokes me in the eye, it's still an eye jab and I've got a problem. And now I can't see too well. So, I mean, the fight, effectively, at that point, your escape is open. You know, so if you need to escape, get out of there, or get back to a weapon, you know, you've got that opportunity now.
Which, if you can limit it to a hand-to-hand encounter, mm-hmm. is what you do. If you get that moment, that's when you're retreating and everything. You don't have to pull the gun.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a gun on you and everything, and it's a pretty good day. It's a good day to mm-hmm. not have to shoot anybody, so... And the other thing about training this way, folks, you'll have some fun doing it, okay? You'll get into a little bit better shape, like Jason was talking about, because you're not going to be in a gunfight. You know, I talk about ISIS popping up in front of you all of a sudden. Fire maneuver is not standing in the isosceles stance. Fire maneuver is getting behind a piece of gravel. Fire maneuver is running at something and sliding on your knees. It's a lot of different things that it's not going to be upright. It's not going to be comfortable. And it's better to be in a little bit better condition if you can. So, especially given what I just went through, get in better condition and have a little fun with yourself. Martial arts are fun. It is an athletic endeavor. But before we run out of time, real quick, let's run through some books and everything. Jason is going to become a regular guest. I'm going to be going to his classes. I'm going to be filming some of the stuff we do. You're going to be seeing more and more of this as we incorporate
I'm going to make him a new and improved Bill. That's
there you go. I need to. Somebody needs to.
A new and improved Bill.
Yeah.
So, men will fear you and women will love you, right?
Is that in the contract, like when I sign up or something?
That's what I saw.
Okay. All right. Let's get the books. Tell the books one more time before we run out of time.
Yeah, it's JKD, pure and simple. JKD is the G2NO. And there's another one, the old one, that we've got to reissue it. It's called Understanding JKD, and I'm supposed to reissue that at some point this year. But right now, the one I'd recommend is that, and check out some of the videos and so forth. And if you've got questions, hey, I'm telling you, there's just so much information out there. A lot of people can be sitting there right now going, oh, it's overwhelming. I don't even know where to get started. You know, email me. I'd be happy to answer, contact info is on the website, greenvilleacademy.com. Shoot me a text or something love to help. I mean, because this is a serious subject, and the wrong information can get a guy killed. So, let's get it right.
Yep. And if you didn't write all that down, contact me, bill@lockandloadradio.com. I'll get you in touch with Jason. Thank you very much for joining me, sir.
Hey, absolutely. I had a great time. Great way to spend a Friday morning.
There you go. All right, sir.
Yeah,
I'm going to... I've decided to become a little more rounded, if you will. So I'm going to incorporate this into what I do. Not something new for me, because I've done it in the past, although it is new for me as a 54-year-old open-heart surgery survivor. So that will be a little bit, that throws a little bit of a curveball into play. But that's what I got. That's what's coming up. And I will document some of this stuff, and we will go on from there. Next week on the show, we're gonna have a couple of firsts. John Caldera from the Independence Institute, he is going to be joining us. He is the one that is, he and David Koppel are the ones in the feud with Dudley from the National Association for Gun Rights and the Rocky Mountain Gun Owners. That they're being called the Bloomberg sleeper cell. And I'm going to let him explain the Independence Institute's their position. Steve Fisher, for those of you who don't know, after Chris Costa left Magpul, the guy in charge of Magpul Dynamics was Steve Fisher. And he has left Magpul now, and he's gone out on his own. What I like about Steve is Steve's a big guy. He's not one of these 160-pound running around jumping over bale of hay trainers. This is the guy that, when he's running through a door, he just lowers his head. And that is it. We'll do this again on Monday. Between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Friday, this has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time is life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.